Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
York to Bishop's Rock off the English coast in 3 days, 10 hours, and 40 minutes, the liner United States established a new Atlantic speed record, July 6, 1952. Cheering crowds at Southampton hailed the American ship that had clipped 10 hours from the transatlantic mark set by Britain's own Queen Mary. Then westbound, the United States knifing through the Atlantic for her second record crossing. It was noted by the builders of the ship that in the event of necessity for emergency conversion to military service, the United States could transport 14,000 men, or virtually a full division, 10,000 miles without putting into port for food, fresh water, or fuel. But for the crew and officials and passengers aboard the liner, the greatest moment was now at hand. The United States was reaching Ambrose Lightship outside New York with the Blue Riband of the Atlantic, having made the return trip in a record 3 days, 12 hours, 12 minutes. Saluting the ship whose maiden voyage shattered Atlantic speed marks going over and coming back. At the turn of the century and beyond, Great Britain and Germany dominated leadership in fast Atlantic crossings. Now, for the first time in almost 100 years, the speed crown was claimed by the Stars and Stripes. New York, home port for many of the greatest ships on the oceans, really put on a show. A big broom symbolized the sweep of the Blue Ribbon Speed Trophy by the $70 million United States, America's first lady of the high seas.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to America's Disabled Veterans in Action. I'm Dr. George Anderson, and this is ADDIA.media. We are glad to be with you this afternoon and bringing you a show that is live, and we're on the air at this point. And so we are actually talking to our audience about the fact of the matter that it is Christmas Day, and we lose a lot of veterans on this day because we have a very hard time trying to catch up with everybody. And it is most important when we try to do things that we work together to bring forth some new traditions. And so what I'm trying to do here today is to come with my family on the air and bring news and information. It seems as though the veterans suffer worse on Christmas Day from the sense of loneliness because we don't take advantage of trying to adapt to some of the things that may be going on in our own community. You know, if you are feeling trapped, you have to understand you have another day to make a goal of something that you couldn't before. We have to look at the day as an opportunity to advance our mission, an opportunity to advance our mission and take our to a new height where we can try to live up to the goals that are due us from our term of service called an honor debt. We are owed something. The men and women who serve in the military are owed something a little bit better, whether it's a job, whether it's something that you want to be involved in, but you have to be able to find yourself a way to be able to create hope, because the biggest thing that you have is your outlook. And the outlook changes everything. You have to keep a positive outlook, because if you don't have hope, you've lost everything. And hope is the one thing that the universe always rewards. So, you know, it may be bad for today, and it may be bad you know, it may seem that the last minute so destitutely bad, but we must realize that we have to our hope up. It's something that we shouldn't overlook. Oh, we have a caller. Hey, good afternoon, Andy. Merry Christmas.
Good afternoon, Dr. George. Merry Christmas to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm talking about the fact of hope. The season, you know, we lose veterans on this day, and I was talking about hope. So, you know, I tell them a little bit about it, and I'd say, you know, you got to form new traditions and different things. You have to be able to do something a little bit differently. You know, you have to make your own personal tradition. Sometimes when you're nursing even broken hearts, because they happen at this time of year, you have to have something that you're looking forward to, that you can do, that you will bring you some inner peace and joy. You know,
very true.
It's hard to do sometimes when it seems everything's against you. But as long as you have the blessing of a new day and you're given the opportunity,
turn left at the traffic light.
You're given the opportunity to do things, it's better. It makes it so much better.
I agree.
Our Brooklyn Navy Yard call-in number is 347-884-8078. I am just at the point where I wanted to let the people know that while we have been talking on the air, you know, if you have veterans that are out there that are homeless, if you're having a hard time and you're looking at bills and maybe Santa Claus didn't come through your house, but one of the things that Andy and I were just talking about and learned about that seems to be one of the best ways to get bills paid for a veteran, it's called SSVF, a Supplemental Security Financial Assistance, I think it stands for, with the veterans. And it's a very flexible program. I had an opportunity to hear Congresswoman Corinne Brown speak on it this morning through a podcast, and she was saying that if you have a veteran out there at risk of homelessness, at risk of you need help with utility bills, SSVF is the program that is most beneficial to veterans that are in distress. It's a very flexible program to answer veterans who are in distress and in need of assistance. We have not been able to secure a person to talk to about it, but I'm sure if we reach out to Congresswoman Corinne Brown, she will be more than happy to come to air. We did take a picture with her last year. Maybe this year we can do an interview with her. So we'll try to work that out for later in February. But
maybe we
should
give up the number to George. Maybe we give up the number to the Congress secretary, to the Secretary of to the number, the phone number to get a hold of the congressman.
Oh, 202-224-3121, because your congressman should be helping you with things like this and where to find the information. 202-224-3121. But, you know, your congressman should be helping you with things like this. If your congressman is not doing this, you shouldn't be paying a lawyer. That's what the congressperson is there for. We're supposed to be serving for. So we have to look at the fact of the matter that we need to consider, you know, what is your congressional representative doing for you? Because if they are not providing you with the services of getting you your benefits, then you need to change. That is a part of their duty, their public responsibility.
Yes, very true.
Our Brooklyn Navy are calling the 347-884-8078. I was trying to find, let's see what happened here. Now, what I'm looking for, I had a poem that I was going to play in the background. Let's see.
George, I'm done right now. I should be over about half an hour.
Yes, I got it, Andy. I'm quiet because I'm actually looking for something that I wanted to bring to the air.
Okay, good.
So I'm being quiet for a minute because I was trying to bring this thing for that I was looking for because there's a point. Okay, here it is, called A Veteran Christmas List. Let's see, wait a minute, hold on, let me see, gotta cue it up here, hold on. There we go, let's see. No, that's not it. No, that's not it, it's a song that I'm looking for. I found the wrong thing. But it's a song called The Veterans Christmas List, and I found it. It was sung by, of all people, Andy Griffith. And I was like, wow, I'm going to save that for Christmas. So, but it's an interesting day, Christmas is, because we have folks to give up their hope, and there's no need to be in despair, you know, when you are a veteran, we know that we have a possibility of a better tomorrow, so we have to do more for each other, check on each other, make sure we're okay, because there's always a brighter day tomorrow, and you have to hold it like that each and every day, you know, because there'll be days that you're down and out, but it's like Frank Sinatra sings in the song, it's that life, flying high in April, shot down low in May. And then you're riding high in June again. So, you know, it's ups and downs, folks. But you have to be open and positive in reception to the opportunity that the universe will respond with an overwhelming yes to whatever your thoughts are. If you say it's negative, it's going to give you more of the negative. You say it's positive, it's going to give you more of the positive. You've got to understand that, because if you don't, then heavy lies the head that wears the crown, as Shakespeare used to say. That is, that it is the experience that you create. And you must try to look for a better way, something that's more positive and productive, and learn something. You know, pick up something in the new year. Start something new. Create a new habit. We all have New Year's resolutions today. You know, and the biggest room in the world is always the room for improvement. So, you know, never think that you've got it all. I'm a doctor, and I don't ever think I've got it all. I always think there's room for improvement, you know. And, you know, that doesn't mean that the work never ends. It doesn't, because you have to become used to the constant change of life. That's the only constant that we have. No matter how stable things may be, life is very fragile. We all know that it can change in an instant. Being veterans, we know this more than most. So, Dr. Anderson's prescription for this Christmas day is that everybody should try to take a minute and enjoy yourself. Do something to be kind to yourself and to someone else. Share a little of the Christmas season. A little bit goes a long way in making a difference in your Christmas experience. For those that don't celebrate Christmas, enjoy the holiday season. Have some good cheer with friends and family, because there are those out there that are not into the Christmas holiday. So, you know, tomorrow starts Kwanzaa, and, well, actually today is the first day of Kwanzaa, and it begins up until New Year's Day. So, you know, the thing about it is that we have everything that happens for the reason for the season, but we are here today on a Friday. I hope everyone remembered to wear red. And if you wore red today, then you have done a good thing. Because remembering everyone deployed is mission essential. Well, folks, it is Christmas Day, and I'm hoping everyone is having a good day out there in Radio Land. We are going to be changing formats after the new year. We're going to be on, I think we're going to try a new format called Freaker. And when we try this new format, we should be able to be contacted through advia.media. But we're going to change the format because we feel that we can offer you a better way to come to our session at a more instantaneous time. News happens 24/7, and if something's dropping, sometimes we have stories that we need to get out earlier. We'll keep the 4 o'clock clock, but the thing about it is that sometimes news is happening around the clock, and you need time, and you need to talk about something that's on the air. So if that is the case, we're trying to become a little bit more flexible in the programs that we can offer, where we can maybe offer even more than one program in a day. So the thing is that while we go through these changes, we are hoping that everybody will bear with us and continue with us until we can get to the point that we can get everybody firmly established on the other side. Because it's something that we want to do. And in order to grow, you got to change. So we got to change this a little bit, and we're looking forward to the fact of the matter of going to Spreaker. As a source for news and information for us, that means that you may be able to even listen to us on advia.media. Yes, Andy.
I have a question. Is it possible for us to get an 800 number where they can call them when they have a problem?
Huh?
Is it possible to get an 800 number where someone can call them when they have a problem?
No, 800 number is something that it's something that we will have to continue to try to maintain our Brooklyn number. it's not something that we can afford at this point, because you have to pay for those calls. And, you know, mostly everybody has three long distance these days. So that's why we leave it at the 347 number. You know, you can call in, but we're not going to go for an 800 number because...
I was thinking more of an 800 number in case of emergency. Someone could call in and talk to one of us.
Oh, I don't know. There's a cost to it, and I'm not sure. This is not something I want to discuss on air, though.
Okay, no problem.
But it's like it's something that we need to discuss when we're not on air. But it's the fact of the matter is that, well, like I said, we're making the change to speaker within the next few days. And the reason that we're doing this is because, like I said, we want to grow so that we can bring you a more wider range of topics and not be limited to a specific time of day to just one singular broadcast. Sometimes when things break in Washington, we want to be able to show you something during the day. You come back and see at the conclusion of the day or something like that. Some things break in other cities that we may want to bring you during the day. We are limited right now to one podcast per day. That's it. So we have to do a little bit better than what we're doing to make sure that we can cover news a little bit more broadly. So that's why we're making the change. So that being the case, I want to thank everybody for tuning in on a Christmas Day and allowing us to take a little bit of time out with you and share a minute and a little bit of the Christmas cheer. You know, and I mean, yes, it's Christmas, and sometimes you're alone, but thank goodness you're alive. You've got another day, another opportunity to make something good happen. And it doesn't always have to happen the way that we think that it has to happen. We just have to be open to it. You know, if we say thank you, or you make a kind word or gesture, you never know how that will influence someone else, their demeanor. And that's why we have to do what we're doing. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in today, and we'll see you Monday. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Have a great weekend.
Where's that button? There it is.
I hope you're mad about the money.